views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
You're tuned in to Chando Radio Show. This is the Black Talk Radio manager waiting for Dave to call back in. He was just on the board and dropped off. Sometimes we have these technical issues, so we're going to get him right on air. Here we have Dave.
Sorry about that, everyone. Welcome everyone to Chando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Excuse me, I made a mistake real quick, so pardon me on that one. Just want to say thank you all for listening and being a part of Chando Radio Show, and looking forward to having a fantastic show with you all today. So definitely be a part of the show, and let's jump into it. But before we get into it, let's take care of some of the administrative issues. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you can give some of your financial energy by finding the donation prompt that's there. And once you do that, that will allow you to ensure that the network is doing everything that it needs to do and going forward, because this network was actually put together with you in mind, and it did not put itself together for the sole purpose of, you know, being in media from the standpoint of providing something that the overall mainstream media would be compensating for. So it is here for you all, and that is very, very important. So it's really, really important that we actually take the time to ensure that this network is here. And the only way that it's going to be here is if we are giving to its overall growth and its development. And that is something that can very easily be done by you giving some of your financial energy. So very, very, very important. So you could do that by hitting the prompt for the donation that's there, and that will ensure that the network is doing everything, will be able to do everything that it needs to do to move forward, okay? So please, make sure you do that so that we can have BTR community, Black Talk Radio Network, where it needs to be at all given times. And that is servicing your needs, okay? So very, very, very important. Also, excuse me, losing my voice, so just bear with me. Also, everyone, there, another way that you can support the network is that you can go to www.btrcommunity or right there on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network is the actual social media outlet, which is the capital B with the black background. And that is another way that you can actually support this network. And by doing so, you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. And that is, to me, that is critical in today's world. Critical in today's world. So make sure that you do engage in that. And for only $24 a year, that's $24 a year, you will ensure that you, excuse me, for $24 a year, you'll have access to a social media platform where you can talk about what you need to talk about. You can position yourself, your business. You can bring up top topics that you don't have to worry about being adversely affected by you bringing up those topics, like the one lady that was working for the federal government in the presidential motorcade drove past, and she put up her middle finger to it, and her good government job, they fired her because of that. And so you don't have to worry about that, because nobody's going to be data mining you that way in the membership. So that's very, very, very important in today's world. So please make sure you do that. And that is very, very important. So you can do that for only $24 a year, and then you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder. Then you don't, and I'm gonna tell you, that spins off into so many other things. And that spins off, I mean, into everything, the wiles of the dark net, the wiles of everything else. So, and not only that, mainly is that in a membership, you don't have to worry about people that you otherwise would not want to take your postings the way that they want to take them. You don't have to really worry about that. It's really very limited, unless, you know, people in the members do some foul stuff. Which I don't think any member here should be doing that at all. And I know that that is something that we police ourselves on. So this is a place where you can do those things and not adversely be affected. It's not a public forum, and it's not where that you're going to be data mined, okay? So, or purposely data mined by the network itself. Others that happen that, you know, hack in and everything is, you know, subject to hacking. So that would be the only reason why. So you wouldn't have to worry about that. So definitely want to be a part of that. Also, if you are interested in acquiring real money, definitely go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in inventory. Make sure you start to save as a king and a queen and a lady and a gentleman. That would be in silver and gold. And that way you're not, even though we're paid as the overall in debt instruments, don't save in a debt instrument, because a debt instrument is always given to slaves. So definitely very, 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 very important that we do. So you can do that. And also, we're going to jump into a couple of other things. Make sure you support all things that Black Talk Radio Network is doing by way of donations and the different programs, I mean, different donations in campaigns that they are doing. Very, very, very important. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. And forgive me, I was rushing this morning. I didn't even finish out the whole thing. Today's show, Tando Radio Show, today, the 7th of November. Man, the year is already gone. Topic is income preparedness. And I didn't even finish writing out the word preparedness. and I didn't put my hyphen in. Gathering as much as you can before you'll need it. That's what today's show is going to be about. And that is because of a lot of things that's going on in the world. And if you'd like to jump in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. My man Scotty, do something in chat. Even if they did hack BTR community, the only information they will get is the user's name and email address, not age, no real names, unless the user uses their real name. My man, Scotty, see, this is why membership is so important. So they'll never be able to put on who said what or this. Man, so important. You see, this is why BTR community is so important. Scotty, I wish you would have jumped in and said that, but Scotty's probably busy doing something. That's all right. Writing it out was good enough, because that's so important. You know, I'm not tech savvy, and I rely on people that are tech savvy to help me out on different stuff, because I'm not. But see, there you go. This is why you need to be in BTR community. I don't know if y'all were like I was talking about the lady that actually gave the bird to the presidential motorcade. They found out who it was her, because she told them she told them it was them, and they fired her. And then the other guy, there was another guy that did some other stuff. They didn't fire him. They told him to take it down. But
yeah, Dave, she actually, somebody that was in that motorcade, a journalist, took the photo of her from behind. Now, if she didn't admit that that was her, her employer wouldn't
know. They would have never known.
But she took that photo and posted it on her Facebook profile, and she was proud that it was her or the picture, mm-hmm, and whatnot. And I'm not saying that either way is right or wrong. I'm just saying they wouldn't have knew because all they had was a picture of her back with the finger up in the air. They didn't have her face or nothing like that. But and so you're right. She said that another employee, you know, posted some right wing stuff, and they didn't say anything to that person. Okay, but again, you know, you can't go off of how they treat somebody else and expect the same treatment.
Nope.
Especially if you non-white or your politics don't agree with theirs. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of hacking BTR community, hey, it's not like Facebook. We don't make you use your real name, okay? Of course you use your email address, but we don't ask for your name. We don't ask for who your family members are and all that kind of
do
stuff.
Do you know this person? Give us their number. Give us their information too. Yeah. Give us your phone contact. Oh my, go ahead, Scotty. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt. So, I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, because I mean, that makes it easy for identity thieves. So if somebody was to hack BTR community, all they getting is usernames and email addresses. That's all.
That's it. That's totally it. And that's so important. And you know, one of the things, let me just say this. I know I'm a burn some bridges with people here, but I really don't give a darn. Here's why it's so very, very important. What Scotty said was absolutely right. And the thing is that the other person that she was referencing that was still employed, they even gave up their employee's name, that they were an employee at this company and everything else. But here's what she said, and she was right. She should be able to do that and come on, let's stop being thin-skinned about it. And they wanted to reprimand her and all that other stuff. It didn't have to go that far. But hey, I wasn't there. That's the choice, and they can, you know, they had the wherewithal to let her go for whatever reason, and they decided to do that. And she knew what she was doing once she disclosed it, but she felt maybe she wanted to disclose and don't fire me because of this. Well, it just don't always work that way, you know. If you have a choice, so do other people. But I want to just say one thing, and I want us to be – I'm going to make something very, very clear. One of the things that she said is that she now maybe she wants to go work for – the animal activist group of Planned Parenthood. To each his own. I want to just say this in our community. You know, a woman's choice is a woman's choice, by all means. But when we make our choices, what outcome is really being served? I want us to be in a place where we really do have a choice of different things, so that maybe some of the choices, some of the obstacles that we face will not be a contributing factor to the decisions that we make. The depopulation program is a part of the decision, the conscious decision factor that we make. And there's a reason why Planned Parenthood is thoroughly, thoroughly researched, marketed, promoted, and made very easy within our community. The reason why, because the outcome is the objective. The method is how the system, and one of the things that the system has done is it made it popular. It made it popular by way of conditioning the community to where that was a viable option. I want us to move into a place where our prosperity is so much that that is not a viable option because of the circumstances and the economic conditions that have been blanketed and layered over us. I think it's very, very important that we look at this system for what it really, really is. This system never, ever gives you anything that you need. It gives you what they want you to do at the expense of your needs. So, I think it's very, very important that we gather together and position ourselves in a way that the overall decisions that we make are 400, 1,000, a million years ahead of where we are right now. And I think that's critical. You ever want to know? There's different indications. There are different selected industries that are in the impoverished areas of this nation and throughout the world. The access to that Planned Parenthood is made convenient for a reason. And they've marketed so that it is a viable option because of the conditions, environment, and the prevailing winds that blow through our families. I want to change that. I want us to be in a position where we make the determination of the of our prosperity 5, 6, 7, 8 generations ahead. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is sustainable. That is wealth. That is what we need to do. So,
hey, Dave, definitely
want to,
say,
I think Scotty wanted to jump in real quick. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was just talking about, well, I wasn't really talking about it, but I just had a thought about the Planned Parenthood. And the access to it. And so I was viewing it in the context of pre-1865 slavery on the plantation. See, when people talk about the human rights crimes and abuses that went on the plantation, they tend to just talk about it as only white males were the ones doing the raping and all of that. But that's not true. White women were a big part of that sexual exploitation as well. And they got pregnant. And they wanted to have abortions to hide the products of the rapes that they were doing to black males.
Yep.
And so I was just, not trying to say I'm wrong or right. I'm just sharing a thought. And I thought that, see, this is why they fight so hard for access to abortion, so they could cover up what they've been doing.
Yep. It's so true. And I'm going to say I always firmly believe that my overall sovereignty ends where someone else's begins. I'm never going to try to infringe. But I would also say, look at the overall access to things. Why are things in this system available? We already know the evils of this system, so what makes you think that if they cook up a different recipe, that it is going to be one that is nourishing and healthy for your overall sustainable bodies? It's not. So let me put it to you. Planned Parenthood is around because it meets the objective of what the system wants, not giving freedom of choice to women at all. Because that was taken away by causing the conditions and the environments for poverty to be so rampant to create the overall atmosphere where that would be a choice. And I know the end result is that we've lost many a generation because we had blind faith. We had blind faith that this system was actually telling us something that was in educating or schooling us in something that was in our best interest. No, it only served theirs. And this is one of the things that I want to change. This is one of the things that I would love for you to be able to participate. And for those of you that have different views, that's great. That's your view. That's, and I understand that you have your view. I respect that view that you have. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to apply that to my life. I'm not going to apply that to the people that I engage with. I'm not saying that anyone is like that. I won't engage with them. No, not at all. What I'm saying is that the end result has to be looked at. And once you come aware of something that is the truth, the thing is, what are you going to do about it? There would be some people that would want to defend that. I totally understand. And for whatever your reasons are, I'm pretty sure that you thought it all through. See, one thing I'm going to say this. Open mind is the place, the gathering place of the wise. The closed mind is the harboring of the fool and the dumb. And what I mean by the dumb, I mean can't hear, can't see, can't speak. And the fool part of it is just that, the fool part of it. I would always say have an open mind to everything. Don't have a closed mind to anything because that makes you foolishly dumb. So I would say the end result of what happens, what is the truth of the matter? It doesn't really matter the tactics that are used to get the lie perpetuated if it works. And the lie has been working. And it's so devastated our community. I know. Been a part of it. I know. Man, there were so many lies that just that I thought was the truth, and I thought that the system was, or not the system, it just thought that it was what we was taught to do and everything else, and it was wrong. It was a lie. And once that poison, that lie gets set forth, the poison becomes stronger the more the lie is reciprocated and told. That poison gets deeper and stronger. So just wanted to say that. I didn't mean to go off into anything else, but hey, you know, Tando Radio Show, we go where it's going to go, even though we have a show lined up, but if it has to go somewhere else, we're open to it. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, for those of you that are members in our Coins of Change program, the crowdfunding program, I want to talk about this today. Well, let me do the what's in the news, and we'll get to that. Okay, so one of the things I posted It was a quote from John Adams, known as one of the founding fathers in the second U.S. president. Okay? Here's what's his quote. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Told you everything. Let me start here. What is really being said here? One, the founding father means this. They had a foundation. That doesn't mean that they were the creators of the foundation, and that the Constitution was the contract of the foundation and the trust. See, the word founding father is actually misinterpreted. Because the lie behind it all is really, you think that the founding fathers was the one that started the overall country for all the citizens of the United States that were under the Constitution. That's not what the word founding fathers is, and that's not what they did, and that's not what it really how it works as. There are no constitutional rights that you really have, because the Constitution wasn't written for you. It was written for those that found that. Through the foundation, they established a foundation and created contracts that they were going to be living by. And of those individuals, they put into that overall contract, and they put into that foundation who their heirs and who the benefits of the Constitution would be. The Constitution was written for very few, not for the masses. Just because you were born, it wasn't written for you. If you read it, you will see why, because it doesn't apply to you, because it does not give you what it says should be given, because it does do that even to this day. So understanding that, let's read it. Let's read it in contents of what was being said. Our Constitution. Who is our? That means that him and those that agreed with him that were in the foundation, that's the R. The O-U-R. Had nothing to do with anybody that was born within the overall corporate bounds of the United States. Actually, those that were born under the corporate bounds of the United States were actually subjugated to that founding, that Constitution, and that foundation. That word, our Constitution, is just for those particular families and individuals who the Constitution still to this day pays. And actually, that foundation can't be broken. It is held up by contract. It has written law. And it goes on, our Constitution, meaning his Constitution, for those that were in agreement in this foundation and the trust that established it, that's who the our Constitution. And now it says, so let's put it this way. My Constitution, and for those that are in agreement with me, was made only for a moral and religious people, meaning the moral religious people that he was in agreement with only. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. You know who that government of any other is? It's you. It's you. And anything else that you form after that, unless the founders bring you into it, you're excluded. Meaning you need to establish your own Constitution, and you need to energize that Constitution and be able to have that Constitution to grow out the way you want it to grow out by the overall self-determining will of those that are in it. So what did the schools teach us? They taught us to be subject to that Constitution and never to create your own. There was no need for you to create one. There was already one that you're included to. Let's stand up and salute it, pledge allegiance, and give all of our energy to uphold it. This is how that Constitution became as powerful as it was. It wasn't because of the individuals that actually contracted that Constitution. It was because the energy that was given from those that were not the beneficiaries of it. Hundreds of years later, just wanted to say that. Let me just say this one more time. I want to just reiterate this really quickly. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. They're telling you what that means. That means you. Their constitution is inadequate to you because it doesn't apply to you. You can't benefit from it. You can only be subjugated by it from the outside. And the only way that you can really benefit from it if you're not in it is you need to have your own constitution, you have your own foundations. Now they have to respect your contract. Oh, man. The only way that you cannot be subjugated within the corporations of the bounds of the corporations of the United States of America is if you have your own foundation and you have your own constitution and you have your own contract. They are bound by law. You create your own law. They are bound to adhere to that. Didn't know that, did you?
Hey, Dave, I got something to that point.
Okay, Scotty.
Over the course of 50 weeks on New Abolitionist Radio, we studied every state constitution, not just the U.S. Constitution, but every state constitution. And y'all know, those who are aware of what New Abolitionist Radio is about, y'all know we were focusing on the exception clause that allows them to continue to practice slavery through the prisons. But it was something else I picked up on. And my memory right now isn't serving me correctly on what the U.S. federal constitution says. But one thing I noticed in all the state constitutions, it says that when the people feel like the government is no longer serving the people, and that they have the power to remake government as they see fit. So when I hear, let's take this out of, well, it was never it was never put into a racial context. So I was about to say, let's just look at it from a people perspective, because there's a lot of people, regardless of religion, gender, sex, sexual orientation, skin color, who are not happy with this government or their state governments. Now, and when I hear people talk about Black people need their own nation and all this and that. Well, look, the only way that's going to come about without force of arms, which we don't have, and we're not organized to that point to launch another civil war. Right. But if we all move to a state and then we use the laws of that state, use this very constitution that says that we unhappy with it, we can abolish it and remake the government in our image. And so a lot of people, I don't hear them talking about that. They seem to think that the corporation, USA Inc., is just going to give up some land for you to establish a nation.
Right.
No, they're not going to do that. And you don't have an army. You don't have the means to wage war. So the best thing for you to do is use what is available. And I see that as a viable option.
Yes. Here's what the viable option is. How about you create your, this is where you don't have to attack the wall of the fence. How about you walk through the open door of it all? What you do is that you go and you make a foundation and you establish trust. And when you do that, you make a contract. Guess what has to happen? That constitution and the overall establishment that that constitution has created has to acknowledge your contract and has to live by your contract. Whenever you go before a judge, what does a judge always say? Let me see the contract. Because contract, it doesn't matter what the judge thinks. The judge is only there to uphold the contract, no matter how nefarious the contract is, if it was agreed upon, because the agreement becomes law. Here's what I'm saying. One of the things that we should be doing, we should be placing ourselves in a position. Now, you have to do this right. You do it wrong, the system's not going to tell you that you did it wrong. They're going to wait till you get real, real deep and then say, guess what? Yeah, you were almost there. You messed up right here. But you need to do it correctly. Here's why that's so important. If you create your own foundation, you have your own trust, then guess what? The overall Constitution of the United States will do what? It will augment yours. You don't have to live by their rules, but they will honor yours. And then what do? You move into a county, create the necessary means, create your own contract, create your own foundation, create your own constitution. The states did it, so you can do it as well. Then you can say this, our constitution. Then when you do that, this is what you can say. So now I want you to hear it from this standpoint. This is you being you. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now you see what John Adams was saying? I want you to say, you say that. Once you've done that and everything else, and you can say to anyone that tries to interfere, and believe me, the system will back you 100%, because it can't not back you, because then it will dissolve its own, and it's not going to do it. You're not that important to the system. Once the contract is made, law is created. And they will adhere to your contract. Got to. Because to purge that contract is to purge all of the constitutions, and they're not willing to do that. Now, if you go outside in steps of that and you do the wrong things, now you think that, okay, well, now I want to force it upon them by force. And you know what that means? That means you better be able to have the energy to fulfill that over theirs. Now it's going to get into a game of physics that is outside of the overall agreement. And if you don't have the means to that, you might get walked all over. But guess what? Your constitution will still be in place. And it still will have legal standing. So, man, I really didn't mean to go that far, but very, very important, because that has everything to do with today's show. So let's check it out. Okay, next article. This comes from Al Jazeera, Saudi Arabia, Game of Thrones. Man, this thing in Saudi Arabia is really, really heating up. And then you'll see some of the articles that we posted there has everything to do with a lot that's going on. Check out that article. Then Russia Insider had an article, how the radical Islam is purely the invention of the U.S. intelligence agency. Check out that article. Major thing happened today. Saudi Arabia says Lebanon has declared war on it. This is going to be critical, folks. Next one, this was from Wall Street Journal. Beleaguered Venezuela becomes cheap source of expert labor. which I definitely will think will go happen to everyone here that is not properly positioned and ready for it. That's what today's show is going to be all about. Next article, this one from South China Morning Post. Trump's weaker ahead of the Beijing meetings. Check out that article. So now, real quickly, one of the things I want you to check out, another great one. 8 inspiring steps to live a healthier life and naturally avoid disease from Waking Times. We'll jump into some of that. Next one, the Paradise Papers. Understand what's up with the Paradise Papers. This is how people are able to do what they're able to do and some of the things that we talk about here. And then last one, there was another article that we posted about the J.P. Morgan built the Titanic to kill off his competition from forming the Federal Reserve. So check out that. Yep, he put him on that boat and sank that baby. Sure did. Those that opposed creating the Federal Reserve and wanted to get rid of them. Then another one, it's a smoking gun that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are engaging in trying to perpetuate the wars. The actual correspondence have been released. You got to right-click it for English to check out that. So with that being said, I definitely want to jump into today's show. Today's show is income preparedness, gathering as much as you can before you'll need it. And then why is that so important? Goes back to the very first post that we posted from the quote that we posted about the Constitution. We have to establish a Constitution. That is where the sovereignty really is. That is where your overall self-determination will be. That is what is necessary for you to move into in an asymmetrical way that is not going, that cannot, if you do it correctly, the leverage that you get is so great. But I want you all to be aware of some of the things that are available. So at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely we'll bring you up. So, L.A. Ramon, unmute yourself real quick. Real quick, if you can, L.A. Ramon. L.A. had put something, and I didn't have time to actually...
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm good. About yourself?
Good. Fantastic, brother. Fantastic. Hey, Ramon, you had posted in the chat from change.org. Could you tell us about it real quick?
Man, I just actually read it myself. One of my partners, who's he reminds me a lot of what Mario and Brother Rio is about with the melanated roots. He keeps up on a lot of this stuff, and because I've been doing my own matrilineal lineage, or matrilineage for my side of the family, and some of this stuff I'm finding out is in my own bloodline that's actual black and white documented print, you know, archived in Oklahoma Press and stuff like that. This, the reason why I shared that, because I think a lot of us really do think that, you know, it's kind of far-fetched to look at trying to reclassify ourselves, if not as a group, at least as an individual person. And what I gathered, I guess they're trying to change black people's racial identity again here in the 2020 census. So effectively what I got out the article, what it would do is it would push us away from birthright claims that we have already but can't get access to because we're claiming black and Negro. And if we get pushed into this new category outside of African American, we will effectively be targeted at, or we'd be labeled as immigrants. And I guess at that point, we would have to be forced to go up under immigration laws. Everything we did at that point, we wouldn't have an ethnic classification anymore.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to definitely check that out. I don't know, Ramon, you know, you met Mario and Tommy.
By show only.
No, you met them.
Oh, they were down there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't gonna say no more. Okay. Okay.
You know, I just kind of figured that out. I said, wait a minute. I don't know if, because I wasn't quite sure. I said, L.A., you know you met them, right? Yeah, you know who they are.
Well, I got photos, so I'm pretty sure who it is now. I got photos, so yeah. I think I know who it is. Yeah,
of course you do. Of course you do. And so, but they don't know it's you either, because they don't know you by L.A. Ramon.
Right. Okay. Okay. So but when you talk to them, make it.
Yeah. Okay. When you talk to them, make the connection. Okay.
Okay. Sure will. But that's man, most I Mario, can do, man. I actually ended up reading that article while I was in traffic, while I'm actually listening to your station. He sent it to me and asked me to kind of, you know, look at it and then pass it on if necessary. So.
Yeah, and you know, Mario probably will jump in a little bit later, but definitely, man, L.A. Ramon, definitely thank you for sending that. I need to check that out. I'm going to check it out myself. But I know one of the things that's very, very important, if you structure yourself correctly, it doesn't matter what the overall political agenda wants to do. You are immune from it.
Right.
Completely immune. So we got to set that up. So, man, great. Thanks for brother. But, man, don't be reading stuff while you're driving, Ramon. So.
I was waiting for my daughter, man.
now you're going to clean it up. Yeah.
I got you, man.
Okay. All right. Because that's not what you said, but you know, man. So we need you, brother. So let's catch up. But give me a call, too, Ramon.
Okay, Dave. Have a good show. I'm still listening.
Okay. Okay, cool. So let's jump into today's show. If anyone would like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And one of the things that's very, very important is that if you structure yourself correctly off what's been done for hundreds of years, it's proven, then it doesn't really matter what the overall political direction, the political winds do. That's for those that have the standing that of not having creating law. There's those that create law and those that the law is created for. When you start to create law, you actually have you actually there is a unclassified immunity that you now have. And I'm how do I can put it this way. You don't care if they raise the taxes, it doesn't affect you. Is one of the ways that best ways that I doesn't affect you. Doesn't matter. And you and it's not that you don't care, you just whisper that maybe you should do this so that you don't have to be subjugated that way. And from that, what happens? That means that every engagement that you have is a very profitable one. This is how businesses, corporations are able to have even more currency than the U.S. government itself. So structure it correctly to do that. And it doesn't matter based off of this color, this size, this religion or that religion. That part of it does not care, because it can't. I'm going to just say this real quickly, and then I'm going to move on. When Dr. Dre gave a boatload of cash to the to USC, the University of Southern California, there's a lot of people in the community that were in the black community that was thoroughly upset with Dr. Dre for doing that. But those that knew what he was doing within the community was rather pleased. Because here's what Dre was doing. When we don't know, we're not able to seize on opportunity. This is what Dr. Dre was doing. When Dre gave all that money to the University of Southern California, the University of Southern California now had to pay him and his family for perpetuity, forever. Forever. Because he was structured correctly, that's why he did it. I didn't even have to see the structure that he had, but I knew by the way that he did it, he was structured correctly. Now USC has to pay Dr. Dre and his lineage of his family for perpetuity. Dre was investing 1,000 years in advance. We don't do that, so we don't understand when somebody else does it. We don't see what's up. It's another thing. Dre now gets to determine the curriculum at USC. Say that one more time. Dre now has the opportunity to determine what SC will be teaching. You see how powerful that is? Do you wonder why these institutions go the way that they go? Because if we would just take the asymmetrical approach to things, instead of what the system tells us to do, you're supposed to march here, you need a petition to march here, you need to do this and do that. That's for those that are citizens, that are under the law, the ones that don't write law or aren't in contract or aren't structured correctly to where, let me tell you something, they don't care who you are. They care more about their structure than you. And it has nothing to do with who you are. They just want to make sure that the contract is law, because it is. So now Dre gets to determine what SC teaches. Why is that so important? It's critical because Dre realized that some of the historical black colleges are already teaching some of the things that need to be taught. He wants to make sure that it's augmented by someone else. Now, there are certain institutions I would never be a part of. Because it just doesn't serve the right purpose. SC does. And SC could. So, before you get mad at certain people, I know there's a lot of people that didn't know those things, and believe me, Dre wasn't upset. He realized why everybody was mad, but he realized that they didn't understand why he was doing what he was doing. You should be doing the same thing. Structure yourself correctly. Make your sovereign law so that your constitution is for our moral and religious people. And everything else is inadequate. Man, powerful, powerful. So I think Scotty wanted to say something before we went to the break. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. What I wanted to chime in on was what L.A. Ramon brought up. And listen, we got a bunch of different people on Black Talk Radio Network who approach things from different ways and who have different perspectives. And that adds to the richness of the network, in my opinion. We don't have to be in 100% agreement to be agreeable with each other, is what I would say.
Right.
But I was just talking. I'm not going to say the person's name. They probably listening right now. But we had this conversation the other night. I've yet to meet a person who is not subject to the laws of the corporation,
right,
or of the state or of the county or of the city. Are there individual things that you can do, like location? Like, I kept seeing everybody posting about voting today, and I'm like, well, I can't vote. You know why I can't vote? Because I'm not under the authority of any of these cities or townships because of my location of living in a
right.
unincorporated. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not, there is no corporate structure over this area I live in. So therefore, we don't have a mayor, we don't have a city council, we don't have a police force. I feel more free living where I live
yep.
than anywhere I have lived in the United States. And I've lived in Detroit. I lived in Charlotte. I've lived in Hawaii. Though I've lived in Arizona, and I've never felt more free than living in this unincorporated area of North Carolina. It might be, man, I haven't seen a police car in about 3 or 4 weeks now, you know, and if I do see one, it's cause he on his way somewhere else, or they work in Charlotte and they live here, or they work in Mount Holly, or they live here where we live. So I'm saying it's a little bit more involved to it than what you're calling yourself, because as that Black Identity Extremist report is, what they calling everybody black, whether you are more, no matter yeah. what you claiming for yourself. And I've yeah. yet to seen a person file some paperwork and then they're not subject to anything. Okay. That's what me and the person were talking about. Show me somebody who has filed this paperwork, and then who did they file the paperwork with? Are they going mm-hmm. to their courts? Are they going, you know, who are they appealing to when they go through these legal processes? You going to the mm-hmm. corporation. You going to USA Inc. You know, why are you going mm-hmm. to them?
Right.
Because you could write laws all day long. If you ain't got the means to enforce them, then those laws ain't worth the piece of paper they printed on. But when you have slave catchers, when you have tax collectors, that they will take right. your freedom if you don't pay. Now, that's power right there. And I've yet to see. You think I want to pay this county property taxes? Do you think we want to pay them property tax? We don't get no trash service from them. We don't get no water service from them. We don't get anything from the government. We don't use the fire mm-hmm. department. None of that. So how is it benefiting us to pay taxes? Now, when it comes to us as individuals or as small groups, there are things we could do. My family could come together, set our differences aside, come together and say, you know what? We shouldn't have never split this land up into separate deeds. We need to put it all back into one under a nonprofit family land trust. What will that do? That eliminate the taxes we gotta pay. Okay? So that's all I want to bring to that.
Yeah, no, it's certain.
There are individual things that we can do if we have the resources to do them. But when we're talking about when we're talking about us as a people, I don't see any of changing your status. Who are you changing your status with? Them? What was your status? What was the status of your ancestors when they came over here and got conquered? If you ask me, that's as a group, not as individuals, but as a group, as a conquered nation, that's our status is conquered. I'm just trying to keep it real. We are conquered people.
The
only way I feel, because I have to keep stressing, we ain't got no army, we ain't got no navy, right. we ain't got no air force. We got some soldiers,
right.
and we got some soldiers that's willing to put it all on the line. But why would you waste a warrior, you know, on an unwinnable battle? You're not going to win that battle, okay, force of arms.
Why would you send them to slaughter?
Yeah, you sending them to
that's
slaughter.
That's a horrible.
So the right. only that's way I tactic. See is using the loop, using their laws, using their constitution against them. If black people from Michigan, from California, from Louisiana, if we all said, you know what, we're going to all move to North Carolina, in South Carolina and Georgia, to where we have the numbers, okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to hold a vote on whether or not we want to keep this state constitution, these state constitutions, or whether we want to abolish this government altogether. That's the only viable way I see. is it's going to take us coming together in locations in order to collectively implement the nation that we want to build. That's just my view. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'm just saying from my 10 plus years of studying this stuff and looking at it, because again, you know, it was indigenous people in this area. Okay, I'm descending of some of those indigenous people. I can go out there and find arrowheads and stuff, you know. But guess what? What they called themselves did not matter. It didn't matter. What mattered was you had a force of violence come through here that they weren't prepared to deal with. And now that's why they out over there in Oklahoma instead of here in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, definitely getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, I'll address some of the things that Scotty was talking about. Very, very crucial things. And just from some of the things that I know because I seen it, it applies. I'll show you what this is and, you know, what you do know and what you're exposed to is very, 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 very important. So listen, everyone, you listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation and we want to jump into the show, give us a call, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today's show is income preparedness, gathering as much as you can before you'll need it. And so this has a lot to do with everything, and then we're going to jump into today's show. Scotty had talked about, just before we went to the break, you know, the laws and who are you going to, and that's very, very true. And one of the things that Scotty said when he talked about the land trust, that's the key word, land trust. Land trust, it reduces your overall tax profile. But there's something that you can actually, if you structure correctly, if you go to the right people that have actually been doing this and have done this for and know what they're doing, and I would always say you have to go to the right person. It's just like having a surgeon. If you have a surgeon that says, yes, they've been in surgery, they've been to school for it, but they're not the best at it. The best distinguish themselves from the ones that just can do it. And those ones that just can do it distinguish them from themselves from the ones that can't do it. Just because the one that can't do it, the one that can do it, the likelihood of them doing the better job than the one that can't do it is so high that you better go with the one that can do it. But the one that's the best at it is going to do a much better job than the one that can just do it. And darn sure do better than the one that can't do it. So I say that for this reason. When you structure correctly, you create your own law. That the overall, as Scotty said, you have to go to the system. Well, currently that's what we all live under. That's what, because you don't have the means to be able to change that conquered status. But until you can change that conquered status, I would say get into to a position of advantage to where you're not going to be adversely affected by the overall subjugation of the law. Here's what I'm saying. When you structure correctly, do you know that the IRS will take you out of collections and will put you into something that is not collections? Let's say it again. They'll take you out of collections, meaning you will never be under the overall enforcement bureau of collections. And if you didn't know that that was possible, it is. But you have to have it done correctly. And once you have that done correct, just like with the land trust, you minimize your overall, but then you can also totally move to where you're not even under collections at all. Even under the trust of that, you're still under collections. You can be removed out of that completely. Yes, it is true. But you have to be structured correctly. Then also, what happens? When you structure correctly, just like Dre did, this is why you have the different foundations, the different groups. You see, like let's name one. Okay, some of the major ones. You have any major corporation or any major. Let's say you have a celebrity, a well-known celebrity from the business world or whatever, and they say that they made a donation to this cause or that group or this group. They did not send one penny to that overall group. That's what they classify it as, but that's not really what happened. Let me tell you what happened. They didn't give one dime. They doubled what they gave. You ever see why you hear about people say, oh, this person gave away 85-95% of their wealth? No, they didn't. They just used that word donation, but that donation was actually donating to who? To them. And when we don't know these things and how they work, we can't apply them. But you have to be structured correctly in order to do that. And a lot of people don't know this. Bill Gates didn't know it until Buffett told him. Bill Gates, you're doing it wrong. You're not structured correct. Bill Gates was not structured correctly until Warren Buffett told him. You need to do it this way. And he said, oh. So what does that say? If Bill Gates didn't know at being a billionaire, that means that he didn't have the best way to do it. And what did he do? He was wise enough to heed what Buffett was saying to him. Why did Buffett say that to him? Because Buffett needed to have somebody on par with him that he can give something to, but really just give to himself. It is that simple. But the thing is, you have to know, and you have to apply it correctly. And once you do it, everyone keeps talking about at one point in time, people were talking about Donald Trump disclosing his taxes. There's a reason why Donald doesn't have to disclose his taxes, because he's structured correctly. I would say to you, don't ask Donald to disclose his taxes. How about you do the same thing so that you never have to disclose yours as well? Be structured correctly. And then when you're structured correctly, you don't care that he's not. It means nothing. It doesn't matter what they do in the White House. It only matters what happens in your house. Very, very important. And these are the things that we need to be preparing for. And when we prepare for those things, and like Scotty said, there's a cost to do that. There's a way in which to do it. There is an importance of doing it. But see, the thing is that those that do it realize that, oh, man, I didn't know. It totally changes everything. It changes their leverage. It changes their investment. They now can invest 1,000, 2,000, a million years in advance. Very, very important. So this all has to do with today's show anyway, because it is preparing for income gathering. So wanted to say that. So we're going to go to a couple of callers real quick. We got two callers. We got my man out of ATL. Then we're going to go to Brother Braggs that's there. Okay, let's go to my man out of ATL. Mario, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, Brother Dave? How you doing today?
Okay, good, brother.
Okay, I'm just sitting back and I'm enjoying the conversation, and I wanted to chime in. you know, I think the bare bones of what Scotty was saying was on point, because once we get to the bottom of things, we have been conquered. So, I mean, status and all that, you know, we doing what we supposed to do in order to stay in honor. You know, our ancestors operated by a code of ethics, and we had a way of doing things. And
right.
we don't want to fall away from that, because that's how we respect them, and that's how we remain in honor. And later on, when things become return to balance, we have a legitimate claim, and we can say that we never wavered, and we stood on our firm foundation. So, you know, at the end of the day, it comes back to being self-determined, because, you know, even though, you know, there are loopholes that we could take advantage of, such as the land trust and things of that nature, history tells us that, you know, once we start to get our act together, you know, all the Black Wall Street that we have in different parts of the country, we're going to come under attack. They're not just going to let us rise up. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a struggle every step of the way. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. And that doesn't mean we shouldn't strive to do it the way that we feel we should do it, and allow the ancestors' lessons to us be that guiding light. And that's why this platform that you have brought is so powerful. You know, the way that people can crowdfund, and we can pool our money together to take advantage of the resources, you know, in particular the ones that I've met through you, so that we can take advantage of these loopholes and structure ourselves fundamentally and soundly to take advantage and, you know, and gain some footage, you know. So I would urge everybody to, you know, get on board. Go ahead, let's get this crowdfunding thing going on, and let's start making some strides, and let's build together so that we can do what we're supposed to do and be self-determined, because at the end of the day, that's all we can control in life. And, you know,
right,
if we have to go on to greener pastures, then so be it. But, you know, I'd rather we do it our way than to be subjective and oppressed and victimized
right.
the entire way. So, you know, I just wanted to add that, brother. You know, I'll step back and mute my mic. But, you know, I think we're doing some good things, and we just need to continue to build.
That's it. Definitely. So, well said, Mario, because the honor among ourselves is the most important thing. And, you know, my whole thing is that if we could do it in an asymmetrical way, that gives us the opportunity to build as many people up as possible. That in itself is so important, and it actually works. And because, you know, within our community, there are a lot of individuals that are in position. We don't even see their overall their moves, because they do it in a way that is silent. They do it in a way that is silent, and it's effective. And I just want us all to, as you know, you do, and everyone, that's why we're here. So the sharing of the information and the sharing of our energy and the overall collective good is so possible. I always say that there needs to just to be an objective. How we methodize that objective, how we get to that objective, is an individual choice. As long as we all have the same objective, then I know we'll meet you there, and then I will support, and then you will support us in our different things, because that's what we really need to do, because our overall talents are so diverse. We need to be as diverse as possible, because our individual talents, which are given to us by the great creator, is not subject to the overall influences of man if we don't allow it. So well said, Mario. Well said as always. So definitely, let's go to...
I'm sorry, one more question. What time is
yes.
the call this evening? What time is the
member call? 8:30.
At 8:30, okay.
8:30 this evening. 8:30 this evening. Okay.
So, thank you, brother.
Okay, brother, for sure. Then we're going to get to... we're going to go to Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, what say you, brother? Go ahead.
Peace, man. I just want to ask three questions. Are we talking about creditor, debtor, slave, master? And the last part of that question, is that status? And that's all I got to say.
My man, Brother Bragg.
I'm just asking a question, baby. Hey.
Yeah.
Fill me in. Come on, man. Hit me, baby.
It's a good, my man, Brother Braggs. Well said.
That's all I'm saying.
Right, Brother Braggs. So, Brother Braggs, so just explain why'd you pose that question so everyone could catch up, because that was...
Because you always hear me talking about what you're standing on. So
right.
When I'm talking about what you're standing on, not just am I talking about the land that we stand on, because we know we are the enemy of the state, trading with the enemy. Like, all of this is about us, because this is all about our history, them overthrowing the government, and we in this de facto government that we in right now. Okay, I'm not even trying to really go elaborate. All I'm saying is everything is status. When you hear people talking about black and white, okay, people are going to get upset with me. Please be upset. I just want you to get in that element and feel me. Originally, that white status was your status. You are my status. But they flipped everything. So now your status is black. Now, when you really get down into this, black is dead under the law. Now, I don't really want to go into a whole bunch of stuff because I know a bunch of y'all know what I'm talking about. But the ones that don't really follow me, just start paying attention to status. Look, when they say word is bond, they're not just talking. Word is bond. Right. Everything is working on a bond system, a bond principle. Everything is indemnified. Now, I'm not a teacher. I'm a student. I'm a seeker. And I don't really try to teach, but I share what I see. So you can see what I see. You don't have to agree with me. But just look into what I see, because I'm gonna look into what you see when you drop it. I'm gonna look, man. I'm gonna get on it, and that's all I'm saying. I'm good. And do you follow? Have I made any sense, Dave?
Did I? 100%. That's why I love, you know, Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, because one thing that I always do is I always want to give the callers and the listeners an opportunity to have a dialogue, because these things are some of the elements, the fundamental things of our overall economic direction in preparing for what is going to be coming, because preparing for it because it's already here. And one of the things that the system always does is it pulls the economic rug from under people at the appropriate time. Well, in this next rug pulling that's going to happen, I want the carpet to already be cut out around you as much as it possibly can, so when the rug is pulled, you still stand in place. Is just to give a visual look at it, and that's what we want to do. So, no, well said.
One more thing, Dave. Even Negro, black, and colored, it all ties into the same thing when you really look at it. But you got to look at it with an open mind. Once you look at it with an open mind, it's going, because it took me a long time. Me and my nephew, we had a long argument about this. I'm talking about, it got heated, because he's a good, strong brother, and I'm a good, strong brother. We both, you know, we're thinkers. So he made me go dig into this stuff, man. And once I, because he's like, stop calling yourself black. I'm like, look, man, I'm black and I'm proud. The same thing I talked to you guys about. Me and my family went through this. But when I stopped and went and looked at what he was saying, bam, it fell on me like a ton of bricks. But it didn't fall on me immediately.
Immediately, yeah. It's a process to everything.
I was fighting him. And then when I stopped fighting him and went and looked at what he was saying, man, I start, not only did I understand what he was saying, it just took me to a whole other level of understanding on a whole bunch of other things as far as what we operating under, what we standing on, how this world is operating all around us, and we not paying attention to it. We got to pay attention to what's going on around us. Once we do, Everything y'all saying is right. Take it, coming all together in a certain location, but you got to have other knowledge too when you come to that location. How they operate, what they doing, why they doing it. I mean, and that's far as I can go.
This is all the talents that we have, you know, and that's why I appreciate this platform, because look at the vast talents that we have. Now, when that overall collective energy comes together, there is no leader. There's a self-determining direction of our Constitution. And it is not that I'm saying that to use their words. I'm saying that because the actual system has taught us something that we can at least identify with, that is, we know is wrong, that we need to correct. So what we need to get us there, I always like to say, start where you are. Where you are is perfect. but have an open mind, because then that's going to allow you to grow and see things that someone else can't see. You'll be able to pick up on something that your brother didn't pick up on and benefit you all. And this, you know, collective prudence means without ego, without pride. And that's so important. So much love, much respect, Brother Brax. Hold on, let me jump into this real quick, and then I'm going to definitely continue. I want to get to Brother Davis, and then he could talk about Wise Wednesday, and then or if he wants to add on. But before we do that, this is what I want to say. We have a great opportunity through crowdfunding. Why is crowdfunding so important? And it will actually assist us in getting the collective prudence that we need. Everything requires the overall means to do certain things. That will be a better process than one thing that I don't want us to do is, but sometimes it will be done. I don't want us to blindly do something that's not in our overall best interest, meaning not running into the wall, trying to create a hole when that wall is over 20 feet thick. We need to go through the open door that's there. And what do I mean by that? We have this opportunity through crowdfunding. I'm going to let Brother Davis talk. I want to explain this to you, show you why it's so critical, because we've never not known the benefits of crowdfunding. It's just been going to the wrong places. It's just now we can redirect it to where it goes to you, the individual, in the group of members. That's collective prudence. And I want to say that it'll be an opportunity for us to devise that overall crowdfunding in so many different platforms. It is the overall funding direction of the future. It is where not only you can be a bank, but you can have a central bank of people that you deal with. Just as the system, see, J.P. Morgan wanted to establish the Federal Reserve for his members by his constitution against everyone else. Well, see, our thing is not, I would say that for the way we resonate, is not against anyone else. It's really about us being able to position ourselves in a position of advantage and have leverage regardless of what the other constitutions are out there that are adversely affecting us, if we notice it or not. And the only way to change that, the only way to see, one of the things of conquering is that it's not just the system wants you to think that they conquer you by the physical force. No, that's not how it starts. It starts in another arena first and foremost. It starts in the arena of you subjugating, of you surrendering your free will, you surrendering your energy to uphold their direction. That's where it does start, because then once they have you there, then they present the physical force, which brings in fear, so you become what? Paralyzed in the whole system. Very, very important. I'm going to expand on that after we come from. We're going to let Brother Davis chime in and make his say his piece, because definitely want to hear that. Brother Davis, are you there?
Hey, brother, how's everybody this evening?
What's going on, Brother Davis? Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always. I want to run through a number of things real quick, because literally, Dave is right on point. What's going to change this is already in the making. We just got to utilize it to our advantage. First of all of these contracts and the wordings and the way they're put together are tied to religion. Why are they tied to religion? Because they want you to believe religion is the final authority. And the reason why Christianity is being perpetuated on the level that it is because they want you to believe the course of writing action. What does that mean? That means that they don't have anything to prove what they say, so they want you to believe it. Like risky religion, they want you to believe it. And when you do that, you surrender that authority that Dave is talking to you about. And that's why it is so important that we understand the position, not only that we're in and what is happening, it's just that we have to be able to collate ourselves so that we can multiply apply our attacks like they're multiply applying their attacks. But what does that mean? That means that they're changing the identity again because they want you to get away from the fact that you are the indigenous people. If you don't realize you're the indigenous people and you believe the writings of their deception, then you will fall in line with the concept of their belief. That's why there's so Christianity is being perpetuated the way it is today. One, two, you also have to understand that alliance has been established long before Europeans came to the continent. So therefore, they're trying to establish alliance through a language of deception in order for you to give up your sovereign right. Now, how do you get around that? Just what Dave said. We take the opportunity that is coming down the line now. What is that? This is going to be the greatest wealth transfer in the history of the world. Now, understand how I said that. The greatest wealth transfer in the history of the world. Now, that means that this can't be stopped. The last greatest wealth transfer was the raping of Africa. Why? Because everybody else benefited by the Africans. You see the dynamic here? Because they didn't have what Europeans had, they literally were on the short end of the stick. What did they have? They had death as a solution in their policies. You understand how I'm getting where I'm going with this now? Because, see, in reality, their numbers are falling at a massive rate. And that's why they're fighting to sustain some sort of so-called American status, because then they can always say that we were the original Americans, not indigenous people. And this is why a lot of what is going on right now is in order to lure you into a state of submitting to your religion, so you will submit to the authority who's really has the last word. And Brother Bragg could back me up on that. Who they want them to have the last word. Now, in this concept of which we are approaching now, there is no one foundational hold on our ability to transform wealth. You see, governments always had that, and they can incorporate that by bringing in corporations and expanding their control like an octopus. This cannot happen in this new form of money. This is why Dave is telling you now, we should be telling all our brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters, neighbors, and foreigners, get in on this market, because when we bring our resources together, we no longer are looking at the funds that are controlled, that are given to us. We're looking at the funds that we can make because we are ahead of the game and be able to apply them in a manner that we can speak from the position of an indigenous people instead of being the refugees that they're trying to make you appear to be. That was a mouthful, but let me get to tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show is going to go back to the physical trait of control. What does that mean? That means the reality of what you have control over of yourself and what you can do with that control. I spoke about the kidneys last week, but now I want you to understand that the body has five major functions that literally control the rest of the body. Why? Because they are primary. And in that group of functions, you got the heart, the kidney, the liver. Well, the kidney is primary. Now, let me say that off the top. Then you got the liver, the spleen, I'm going to go through it all tomorrow night. I don't want to lay it out tonight because this is not my show, and it is an excellent show. But I'll do, Brother Braggs, if you want to give them a little bit more understanding of why they're going to basically come back to religion and rely on your ability to surrender your right based on the fact that you're following the religion that was designed to you because of what they're trying to achieve that they have no right to. Okay, Brother Dave, I appreciate the opportunity, brother.
Brother Davis, I can't pick the mic back up. It's like white hot. So that's what can you say after that? I think we should have ended the show right there on what Brother Davis was talking about. That's exactly it. And see, we got a couple of other callers in queue. I will get to you tomorrow, Wise Wednesdays. The art of control with Brother Davis, definitely want to be there. So very, very important. And what I want to say is that we have a great opportunity in the crowdfunding. Then what I plan on doing is having our own crowdfunding format But one thing that I've always realized is that there is great momentum that you can gain from finding all the problems and finding the problems and providing a solutions to the problems. And why should we recreate the wheel when someone else has already done that? So the crowdfunding campaign that I'm engaged in, that I want you all to engage in for your benefit, and then we come back and we do our own crowdfunding campaign. But one of the good things is that we can actually find out what works and what doesn't work. Very, very good. One of the things that's very, very important about a crowdfunding campaign is that every individual can have a collective and individual cause. Your cause may be your children going to college. Your cause may be this. Your cause may be that. One of the causes that we should have collectively is Black Talk Radio Network needs to have funding to be able to do what's necessary for it to do. It needs currency to be able to stay, to grow into maturity. Okay, that's just the way the economic system has until it's changed by us, and we're not going to change that within the next 3 hours. That's the reality of it all. The changes that are necessary are going to be because they are so because they are so important and so elementary to our overall sustainability, they do not come in the twinkling of an eye that way. It is a process for us to get to where we need to go. The sooner we start that process to be committed to and give the energy to it, the more of the overall momentum that we'll gain to get to our objective. I don't see myself as getting us there. I just see myself as one that can facilitate one of the methods to the objective. And it resonates with the individuals that resonate. If it's not for you, it's not for you. I totally get it. But this crowdfunding that we have, we're going to have a call for new people tomorrow. Tomorrow at 8:30, we're going to have a call for anyone that's not in this crowdfunding campaign. And I'm going to give you the times and everything else for that. How much time we got for the break? Oh, we need to go to the break. We're going to go to the break. We'll come back and talk about that. And then for those of you that are already members, I should have sent you a text. If you didn't get it, text me. This is for people that are our members for the crowdfunding. And it's with Coins of Change. So listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, you want to jump in it, because one of the things that we need, the causes that we need to have our own media outlet that we can fund, but you don't have to. You know, Facebook has theirs. Let them have that. You can't stop them from having that. How about you create your own? Because when you're busy rowing the boat, you have no time to rock it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore
The Black Talk Radio Network. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This today's show is about really how to gather your income gathering to income preparedness, and gather your income before you need it. And this is, you know, one of the things that we could do that is through the crowdfunding. We're actively engaged in the Coins of Change crowdfunding campaign. And let me just tell you what it is really quickly. And then I'll have a tomorrow just before Brother Davis has Wise Wednesdays. I will get a number for everyone that is not a member already for new membership. for you to so that you can have questions and have a call for you all. Tonight is going to be the members that are already here. I sent the text to you all in the group text, and it just went to you individually. I'm getting up on my messaging game. If you didn't receive one and you're a member already, make sure you text me and I will get that to you. It's going to be tonight at 8:30. Same number and access code as the last one. So now, what is this real quick? We got two callers. I want to go to the caller out of North Carolina. I want to go to Roz that's there. Why is this so important? What this is able to do is that the membership, you're able to get paid in Bitcoin. So that then the value of Bitcoin is going to continue to go up. And then you can transfer that into what it is that you need to transfer it in to maintain and to build the quality of life and the standard of living that you want to do. You should have your own causes individually, and then we should come together collectively. I am not the leader of anything. I actually was with Coins of Change in Dallas for like 5 hours. I structured out a business structure for them, and I will be bringing that same business structure to our group. Members that are in that, so that everyone's will have the opportunity to reach their overall goals. And then from there, what happens? Now you can start to where we can structure and come up with what is our direction that we want. What is our cause going to be? And our causes will be many, and we'll be able to facilitate those collectively. Very, very important. So that's what it's all about. I will get more information for those that don't know about it. I will have a call for you all tomorrow. yeah, I know, Scotty. I don't know what happened yesterday either. That was crazy. So what I want to do is I want to go to someone out of North Carolina. We're going to go to them. Then we'll go to Roz. I'm not quite sure, Roz, if you wanted to say something, to unmute yourself. Because I saw you there. Let's go to the caller out of North Carolina. Caller out of North Carolina, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, if you would like to give it? What is your question or comment?
Hey, my name is Mike. I want to just say thank you for the programming tonight. I was sitting here listening to you, man, and I had to call back a couple of times because I was doing some other things at the same time trying to listen to you. But what I'm hearing from you, and if I'm wrong, you know, feel free to correct me. But I want to break it down and sort of dumb it down. What you're saying, to structure ourselves and to get ourselves in position to control our own and determine our own destiny. What I hear you saying is what I see billionaires do all the time. This is what a billionaire is what you described. Is a structured person that they don't even use their money. Money comes to them. They don't even have to use money for anything. It comes to them. That structure that they have set up allows for that. And they have written their own constitution. You don't see a billionaire going to prison. You don't hear about a billionaire going to jail or having problems with such and such and such. They might have problems with another corporation, but you don't see a billionaire having problems with the United States of America. You know what I mean? Like we do.
Yep.
So what I'm hearing from you is, and maybe it ties a little bit into your crowdfunding thing, is we have to get ourselves structured so that we can behave as billionaires without the money. Without using their money, we can behave as they behave. Is this what I'm, am I wrong or am I right?
No, you're absolutely right, brother, because what you do is, and you put it so eloquent and broke it down, that's exactly what it is that one of the things is that you don't have, billionaires don't do business with people that aren't. They can't.
Exactly.
Because their structure does not allow them to do that. Because if they do business with someone else, it becomes a liability. A liability, okay, the best way that I can say it is this way. Where poor people scream, wealthy people whisper. They whisper what the solution for what their problem is. and it goes away because they whisper, this is what you're going to do. This is what they tell it. See, the economy needs them. They don't need the economy because they control assets. The economy has to have assets in order to function. Those that don't have assets are actually the overall prevailing energy of those that do. Here's why. When Jerry Jones built Texas Stadium, AT&T Stadiums, he took taxpayers' cash, taxpayers' energy for his private business that him and his foundation, his family, took the profits from. There's not one person in Arlington, Texas, or anywhere else that paid taxes for that stadium to be there that got one check from the Jones's foundation. No, they took from the people, and they built a private organization.
Let's whisper a solution.
Here's the solution.
We can bypass, well, we can't bypass the crowdfunding because that's something important for all of us to get involved in. But I want to say another solution is, and we, this is the solution. We got that. We got billionaires that can create a contract or a constitution that we can all fall up under and say, yeah, look, we want to run with what Oprah's constitution is. Or we want to run with, see, Dr. Dre's about to be a billionaire. They're about to classify him as a billionaire, so he's about to be able to write this constitution. You was talking about Michael Jordan. We know how Michael Jordan is. But see, we can also, what people don't realize is you're talking about, if you do create this, be prepared because the physics come after that, where they physically come after you. Well, we know how Michael Jordan is, right? We know he don't care about us. He just wanted the money and the glory and all that, right? So we just take him. We take him. We say, listen, we're going to confiscate your billion. How are we going to do that? We're going to do it by opinion. By black political opinion. Black people are going to slaughter him, are going to slander him, are going to bring him to kneel and heal to what we need. We could do the same thing with Oprah and Tyler Perry and anybody else you want to classify as being structured to where they use that structure to benefit us, to benefit our people. You know what I mean? Now,
yes, sir.
If that's all I wanted to say. I ain't want to get too deep because I know you press the time.
No,
I just want to appreciate the conversation.
Can I add to that?
Well, man, you definitely got to call back. We got brother Davis and we got Roz that wanted to say something. So I want to give you all time, and then we'll create this overall dialogue again. So go ahead, brother Davis, then we're gonna go to Roz.
Actually, brother, that won't work because in order to maintain the money that they have now, they're conforming to a system that they can't even spend it in their communities. That's why their Oprah has gone outside the country to spend and build a school. They won't allow her to have that flexibility in the black community. See, there has to be a poverty for there to be a prosperity. And that's what they're trying to sustain. And those people who got that kind of money, look at the NFL, look at the NBA. Yeah, there's millionaires all over the place. But they're not putting a lot of money. They're putting pennies where they should be putting thousands. So the concept you're thinking of, it's good. It's just that wouldn't be the way to go about it. And that's why Dave is coming back to giving you an understanding about the mass amount of money can be produced at the fastest rate through crowdfunding. And not only that, but if they get involved in this wealth transfer, we may not need them people at all. I just wanted to add that, Dave.
No. I'm glad because there's so much we need that because of the interest of time. There's so much that we will come back because this is so important. And Scotty said it absolutely right. This is why they should have rid themselves of that government that paid the Jones family. Exactly, Scotty. Let's go to Roz. Roz, we're going to end it out with you. And then Brother Bragg, if you would be so kind, because I don't want to interrupt anything else. We'll come right back to you. Roz, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say thanks. Great show, and peace to everybody on the line.
Just so you know, guys, we got 3 minutes.
No problem. I was just going to say, essentially, through the digital currency and the way the internet is structured and the crowdfunding laws that that President Obama had put into place, it really gives us new avenues of liberating ourselves from different aspects of the system, specifically financially, which will then, can become something we can leverage in other avenues to liberate ourselves in different ways. Now, the thing is, this system, the way that it's set up now that we can take advantage of, did not exist before. So if you look at it and compare it to the music industry, back in the days, you know, everybody had to go through a record label. The record label was the bottleneck, the instrument of control. And if the white people who ran the label, quote unquote, believed in you and wanted to put money behind you, you can get your career going. Now with the internet, everybody can just put out their own music. So you're now bypassing the old system in a new way. That's what this is allowing us to do. And that's why they're using the religion as the mind control, because now if the people don't understand how crowdfunding works, they don't take advantage of it, they'll remain enslaved to things the way that they used to be. So in order to counteract that, they have to build up religion to regain control, to keep as many people functioning in the old system as possible, so that less of us can, you know, liberate ourselves through this crowdfunding opportunity. So that's what I was trying to say in a nutshell. I hope it made sense. And great show. I put myself on mute.
Yeah, Raj, of course, it made sense. And now there are so many variables. And I say that the momentum is with us here because there's not a lot of people that are aware of the cryptocurrencies. The cryptocurrencies are definitely controlled by the same people that control the bank accounts, in my opinion, and everything else. But see, the momentum of that, until they're not going to pull a rug out on that just as yet. Why? Because there's not enough people on it. The purpose of that is to get people off of cash, the cash system. But see, this is what I would think that is very vital for us to do. The key three things that's very, very important is control, investment, and leverage. We should be leveraging the overall currency for us to make an investment to control assets. Say it again. We should be leveraging the currency that we have for the proper investment that we should be engaging into that will control assets. Once you control assets, as Brother Davis said, the wealth transfer, the opportunity for us to collectively have the ability to control currency and transfer it into real money. The real money is our energy, our collective prudence, and the assets that the great creator has given us for sustainability of all life forms, not just individually where we want to have, you know, where we want to be the owners of things. I never want to own anything. I just want to control my destiny and my lineage destiny, those that I've yet not named, and have collective prudence with all of these sustainable living forces that understand and appreciate that great gift that has been given to us by the great creator. That can be your overall constitution. And by that, you can align yourself with what is wholesomely, righteously, the overall ecosystem way of doing things. And that ecosystem works. It works. It gives sovereignty. It allows for your talents, allows for the squandering of talents. It is more sincere than anything else. It equally gives, and it only takes what is needed. Very seldom does it take more. That's one thing that's important to me. Listen, everyone, hope you enjoyed the show. Much love, much respect to you all. Thank you, all the callers that engaged. Your energy was well needed, and that the dialogues that we have is so necessary. For those of you that are going to be members tonight at 8:30 Central Standard Time, we'll have our call. Much love and much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Can you hear me, Dave?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, one more thing, Dave. Constantine said, in the name of this symbol, I will conquer. That was the cross. That's what that religion is for you. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the...